Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
Hey, Sarah.
Yes, George.
Today is a special day.
It is.
It's kind of like Pee-wee's Playhouse. We're going to have people wander in and out, and we have other people in the room. Say hi, other people.
Hey! Hey! Super enthusiastic. We always love it.
We are at It's Complicated. Okay.
Okay.
Becky out on you. It's Complicated.
Okay.
Welcome to our One Take Wonder podcast, where we include all of our mistakes just to be charmingly human at all times.
Always. Talking messy.
Talking messy is not just about not being politically incorrect. It is about being charmingly human.
So, yes.
Coughing, wheezing. There are no cats here today.
That's weird. That's very unusual.
Cats jump in front of us.
Why didn't you bring one?
Yeah. So
We should have.
Here.
Didn't we say dogs were welcome?
I know.
But what about cats? Sure. Yeah.
And today we have another special guest, comedian, Sandra Slade.
I don't know how to do that sound for
that. That was so cute.
That was cat. That was a cat.
I love you had the finger guns and everything. They just weren't quite fully loaded.
We just like to unveil the magic of podcasting at a conference and show you here's what it is. Since Denise said, I want to see things that's boring, blah, blah, blah. So we thought, let's show people really here's what it's like.
And then they'll be like, we don't want to see that ever again.
Like, I just want to listen.
So it's like, fun. Yes, there are our other attendees. There are our other special guests. That's why I was like, say hi. Okay, now try it again. Say hi.
Hi.
Everyone, hi.
Everyone just ate. That's all good.
Yeah, it's food coma time.
I know. I was about to get in a fight with Sandra before she got here because I was like, woman, get up here.
I was on POC time. Thank you. I invoke that today.
Yeah. It used to be called CP time.
Yeah.
But to be more sensitive, we now call it POC time.
So not to get crap. Yeah,
it's an extra initial, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
We're in Oklahoma, and a lot of people call it res time.
Yes.
Or the reservation. And we call it Mexican time in my house.
I just say you late.
But then people go, where are you? I'm down the street. Down the street with the POCs could be a minute, a mile away. It could be 10 miles away.
When you're talking about my family, it's 20 minutes.
And they're all true. You're all down the street.
Right.
Just not the street.
It causes a fight. So that is what one of the things we wanted to talk about, suggested by one of our listeners, is talking about how to fight
and you brought me on here for that. I was like, I'm petty.
Not about you.
So I think personally, for me, the very first thing you have to do is identify what you find fair.
That is true.
Because for some people, if you're raised in a household where everyone, you know, talks over everybody else and yelling is kind of a thing, you may be comfortable with that situation. But if you're with a partner who, earlier today, Leslie guy had said, you know, if you yell at me, like, I'm done. Like, I can't.
Oh,
and so, yeah, if you are with somebody in that way, like, that's never going to work. That's not fighting fair because you're not working with the other person. Whereas if both of you are in those elevated households, I'm going to talk over you and you're going to talk over me, then it could work. But it just depends on what you find as being fair.
But what if you don't even know what's fair? I mean, I've dealt with somebody that did not know how to damn argue.
Uh-huh.
And so they would either shut down or they would just lose it on the other side. So I'm like, You don't even know how to do this.
Mm-hmm. You don't even know how to do that. Game. I'm a horrible person because that's when I'm like, you go ahead and cry in your little pillow and do your bitch baby tears if that's the way it's going to be. And I walk off. I'm a horrible person. I am terrible.
I'm a little more sensitive.
just a little.
No.
How much does it take to be more sensitive than that?
Yeah, I'm a little more sensitive, but also I don't have time for this shit. So
you have limited sympathy.
Right, where I'm like, okay, we will.
On the inside, you're saying, I don't have time for this shit. On the outside, I'm saying, bitch, baby, tears on your little pillow.
It depends, because if I'm, you know, having a disagreement, like, I don't even like to say I argue, because arguing to me means someone's right and someone's wrong. I like to have the conversation.
What? Yeah. Tessa, what are you talking
please,
about?
You're wrong. I'm right. That's me, Sarah. I'm like, you're wrong, and I got to change your mind. That would be me. I got to change your mind, and I got to show
it. And that's the difference in, like, the way we fight, you know, is that I don't see it as, like, I don't want to argue with somebody. I don't want to fight with somebody. I want to find the common ground. I want to come to a solution.
Okay, so does this go back to the conversation we had about communication styles and love languages?
No, you didn't do love languages.
Do it. Go off, Sandra.
I'm all about.
Oh, look, we got more friends joining our Pee Wee's Playhouse edition here.
I'm all for that. I mean, okay, my love language is touch. I know that. I'm a touch person. But if you're with somebody that's not a touch person and theirs is time, I don't have time. I'm busy. So I didn't show you love? Get
so
out of here.
Touch person, so it's okay to slap you in the face when we're in a fight?
No, touch is a nice, gentle touch to say, I don't agree with you.
It's a love language, not a fighting language.
There you go. Right? That's a love language. What if they don't even know they have a love language?
I always encourage, and we did this on the podcast, like, encourage people to take the test online. I'm like, find out what it is, you know, and do it periodically, because
our whole life is a Cosmo quiz.
Okay, Sarah, what's your love language?
Mine? Yeah. Mine is acts of service.
Acts of service.
Yeah.
And what is yours?
Mine
is also
acts of service.
Mine is acts of service, and the second would be words of affirmation, just because I babble so much.
Oh, my God, I'm by uplifting people.
But
shit.
I'll touch you, though. Are we having a Me Too moment?
Uh-oh.
No, that warms
easy
me.
Consent.
And see, I can listen to you now. I would listen to an argument. A discussion.
Okay, so, yeah, this is another thing, is debating for sport. Myself, I have, like, a 1,000 brothers, and we're rough and tumble, and the touch thing is partly wrestling and love, but debating is a sport in our house.
Mm-hmm.
So our words of affirmation sometimes come like, fuck you, okay, you ready to eat? Let's go eat.
And then you feel love, and you eat, and you're good.
That's not even a fight. If it resolves that easily, I don't even know that I can refer to that as a fight.
I think it's about learning how to accept what somebody's temper is as well.
Agreed.
I don't fight well with passive aggressive people. I
cannot deal with passive aggressive. You got to tell me what is going on. If you do something and I don't get it, I'm not going to get it. And then you'll be sitting there. And I've tried that over and over again. Sarah, it doesn't work.
Right.
So I'm like, write it down. Tell me why you're mad. Then I can deal with it. But
I can't fix it if I don't know what's wrong.
That's true.
That's really
not a fair fight then. That's not a fair discussion. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm okay.
We're not going to argue anymore. We're going to discuss.
Like, that's fine.
Sandra and I haven't fought yet, but we have commiserated together, being annoyed at other people wanting to like smack down them.
She gets my eye roll. Mm-hmm. She gets my eye roll.
Girl, you and I too.
Yeah, we've done that. Yeah, just the whole.
That's when we do our Oprah faces, our Becky voices, and sing ourselves a spiritual together.
I do a lot of that. I work with wonderful people, right? That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, because they might hear. Wonderful people.
Corporate
and it's
office environment.
It's very different. Mm-hmm. It's very different. Like, I have to learn. Can I say the word code switch? Yeah, I code switch a lot.
You can say code switch.
Yes, I can. Oh, code switch.
POC time. I think we're past asking what you can say.
Oh, okay. I'm gone. Okay. But yeah, that is, even in the corporate companies, you having to learn how to argue with somebody. Or discuss something with him. Mm-mm. Never goes well for me. Because I forget to do my Oprah face. And like, you get a car, you know. It's like, shut up. That's what I give them. But I'm learning to, I didn't look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a different, let's table that and talk about it later. Yeah, I'm biting my nails as I say that. Yeah.
I really think that for me, since we'll just call it the election. One of the ways that I have tried to engage in fighting fair is by asking questions as opposed to J'accuse. And not ask, and trying to not make them interrogatory, like, why do you think that way? I say, can you explain to me, you know, what you think is good about this point?
Mm-hmm. And I think having a disagreement in and of itself, like, that's a part of human nature. Like,
absolutely.
If we were all the same, life would be so fucking boring. And so, you know, there are going to be disagreements. But if you can handle it in a way that's not confrontational, not aggressive, I think that's a much easier way to, you know, that's an easier time for everybody all around.
It is. Sarah likes the easy part. I'm like,
I told you she's the good cop.
She's good.
Sometimes.
Good cop, bad cop.
All right, so here's a problem that I need you two to help me with.
Strap in.
How to apologize without making shit worse.
Sarah, I will deflect to you because I have said I'm sorry that made you feel a certain way.
Oh, and that sounds so condescending.
And it does, but I'm like, I'm sorry that hurt your feelings, but I'm like, but I meant what I said does not come off right, so I'm still working on it.
And I mean,
you were sorry.
The worst version is, I'm sorry you feel that way.
And that's
so
what I do.
I saw even Minx just was twitching.
Everybody laughed, like, what the hell?
I'm sorry that made you feel that way.
I mean, how do you do that? Just
giving us a side
eye. I mean. And that was big time.
And for me, like, you can't make somebody feel anything. They have the choice. Like, you're not in control of other people's emotions.
You can't tell them.
Buckle up, buttercup.
No. But what I'm saying is, like, by saying something like, I'm sorry that this made you feel this way, that doesn't even compute with me to even have,
Sarah,
like,
just told me, I do that wrong. Okay.
Like,
let me write a note.
You're either
doing
it right or doing
it
wrong.
Friend,
I need a drink of my Dr. Pepper after that.
No, but I mean, I get it. And I'm like, I don't want to make you feel, but it's like, I meant what I said.
Right.
I just hate that you took it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Still doesn't sound like warm fuzzy. And I don't know the warm fuzzy. I haven't figured that out yet. No. I tell my kids all the time, I'm not going
to
win Mother of the Year
Award. That's when we back out with our voices and I have to up talk.
I have to
and
do that?
It up. I'm like,
I'm
God.
Writing notes. I hope y'all know.
Oh, my goodness. And it's like I'm a bad character out of the
How
house
to be better.
How
to be better.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I think you... Do you okay. So... If I say, and I'm going to put this out there, I've told somebody, you're horrible in bed. I didn't say those words specifically.
Right.
What I said was, I'd encourage you to YouTube and Google some things. And he was like, I don't think I need to. And I said, well, I think after this past event that it would be great if you expanded your knowledge.
It sounds like it has so many qualities.
Yeah, and I know thought I was saying something nice, and he said, that's so negative, and that was wrong. And I was
maybe
like,
he thought you were kidding because you're a stand-up comic.
And I get that. I'm like, no, I was not laughing, and I didn't have a mic.
Hey, you see how serious my face
is
right now?
Yes, side eye and everything. Mm-hmm. So with that, I was like, I didn't want to hurt his feelings. And I said, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but I want to engage you into something more.
Right.
Is that a correct way?
I'm not going to say, like, correct, incorrect, because it all depends on who you're having the conversation with.
Don't be my favorite color's gray.
But I will say that I don't think that's a terrible way of handling it. I really don't. Okay. I think, you know, depending on how accepting the other person is to hear something like that.
I'm sure.
A lot of times we're really, like, hesitant to deliver criticism because we're afraid of how the other person's going to interpret it. But if you continue the conversation and say, you know, I didn't necessarily mean this to be overly critical. Like,
sure.
I just, you know, I want this to be a better experience for both of us. Like, especially in this situation, if you're talking about.
No, it was like, lackadaisical for me. I'll just tell you.
Right? Like, I want this to be a better experience for us. So I want to start this conversation and figure out how we can do that.
Oh, that's sweet. I'll write that down for next time. Something to say. I'm like, okay, hold on. I got to get this card out. And I think that's good because I think people get to the point where they have not learned how to be comfortable being in the uncomfortable spot. And I think a lot of people have not figured that. And I'm learning. I've learned a lot more to be comfortable being uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, that's scary.
Okay,
but
remember our conversation when it was, you know, I don't want to place this burden of, oh, I'm the white person or the other person. Oh, I'm talking to the brown people and this and that. And I want to say it right. And and you have said you have to end up making them feel comfortable about
yes.
it.
Yes.
And yeah. I don't want to put that burden on somebody else. That was the whole, like, talking messy thing. I start out with yeah. a conversation saying, I'm sorry, I'm going to say the wrong thing, and I blurt a lot, and I talk messy, and sometimes I don't know the phraseology that will make you the most comfortable, so I'm just going to start off with, like, I might say it wrong.
I'm going to spew, and I'm sorry.
And also, if I'm saying it wrong, educate me, and if you don't want to answer a question, rock on.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, I respect the option that.
Yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
So, where the hell was I going with that? I don't know.
You were like the conversation. Yeah. I mean, it is. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times I do feel yeah. like I have and to make people feel yeah. comfortable. Mm-hmm. And it is about mm-hmm. having a conversation. Right. Because if I go into a space and it's just someone that looks like me, and I don't know if y'all can see me. I'm beautiful chocolate brown. Anyway.
I have to make
them.
You,
and the
so
hair, it makes them feel uncomfortable. And I have to do something to make them feel comfortable. I'm like, oh, this is, now I'm uncomfortable because I got to figure out how to.
I got to play this game.
Oh, I know what it was. It was about that idea of, we want to present our best self, and we don't want other people to think that we have bad intentions or that we're rude.
Yes.
Right.
And so we accidentally end up putting the burden on them, whereas I just go ahead and, like, I'm going to take the hit now. If I yeah. look like a b-hole, I love that I say fuck,
b-hole?
But then
yeah,
I go,
and you say b-hole, and I was like, I thought you said we can say anything. I'm confused.
And what was it, Leslie, that you told us earlier about be willing, is be more of your real self as opposed to. Yeah. They taught us, you know, be more willing to be your real self as opposed to what how it's going to appear, because your authentic self
yes.
is what they want. Yes. And if they don't, then yes. they can piss off. Yes. And you right. don't want it anyway, you've dodged a bullet.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm starting to do that. And it's like, mm-hmm. you're uncomfortable, you figure out how to get comfortable. You know, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, okay.
The onus is not on you to make someone comfortable. You know, mm-hmm. if they're uncomfortable, then, yeah, speaking up and saying, hey, this is what I need in yeah. order to feel comfortable.
And having conflict with somebody is an inherently uncomfortable situation yes. that mm. sometimes we do have to face. So yes. teaching me how to fight fair is good. Also, if you could just get me a new tone of voice that doesn't sound like I'm condescending everyone. That
she sounds like she's kind of like, oh, that's beautiful. I know, like, beautiful.
You
know,
just
yeah.
right now, come on now.
Yeah. Like, she talked about me drinking
that's
water.
That's what I want
yeah.
for my birthday, besides an air horn and a monocle.
Is how to talk better to people.
Yeah.
So what
it's not going to happen.
One of those candied walnuts. I like those, too.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
So one of the other parts to me of, like, fighting fear, one of the things that I see a lot of people do is, I'm going to dredge up all of this old shit.
Sandbag,
yes.
Yes, and
I
I'm going to
throw that sandbag.
And I'm going to throw it all at you, in this fight, even though it's not relevant to the current fight, but I'm going to throw this as ammunition. And I think that is one of the most unfair ways to fight.
Yes.
Now, I have a little caveat to that.
I did it. Okay.
To say that if it's relevant to the current fight, if it's something that we have done over and over and over again and it hasn't been resolved, I mean,
I can see. If
so the YouTube thing was okay.
If it's a true issue that's been repetitive, and you want to give an example of maybe how it's evolved or how it's changed, you can also use it as a way to say, "Well, you used to." Somebody used to do.
And I was thinking, walk out, right?
Yeah. If you didn't want to go to an event, you would wait until 10 minutes before we leave, and then say, and I'd say, "Are you ready?" And you go, "Do we really have to go?"
Mm-hmm.
Whereas. Yeah. It's evolved into, before it'd be like, okay, 2 days before he'd say, do I have to go? And now we've improved into this code of where I can offer for him to go, but then sometimes they say, we're going to this event on this day.
You're good.
And then he knows it's like mandatory.
See, and to me, I would probably start a fight with somebody if they said, like, we're doing this, because mm-hmm. I like the control of my time.
I think I would just
like
get dressed.
Consideration to somebody, you know, to say, like, hey, would you want to go to this versus, like, we're doing this?
Okay, we're
I don't
doing
like the
this is pretty rare.
Sarah's so nice.
And that is a very, like,
so aggressive.
It's super,
so
super
aggressive.
Important. And I may kill you if you don't come, but mm-hmm. you still have a choice.
Unless you all invite people.
Most of the
we're
time.
Like passive aggressive?
Yeah. No, I mean, that is, no. I mean, it's
most
sitting
of the time,
over here.
It,
I'm just
it
saying.
It is the difference between this is happening, you're mm-hmm. invited, or I would like you to go. Mm-hmm. I do distinguish between those dots.
That I think being able to say, like, this is important to me, and mm-hmm. I would love to have you there. But it, again, it's
everybody's
not.
Got their shorthand. Don't tell me my shorthand is wrong. You keep telling us we're wrong, Sarah.
No,
we're wrong.
I'm not telling you.
You're starting to fight with me.
I was agreeing with you.
It's a discussion. It's a discussion. But, you know, Sarah, back on what you were saying.
She was agreeing with you. She was agreeing. It differently.
She was agreeing.
I was fighting with you about you agreeing with me.
Yeah. Okay, well, back to what you said about the past stuff. I had to hear that from someone else about do not bring the past stuff. And I was like, but history repeats itself. And that was my thing. And I was like, okay, so I'm going to table all that, parking lot, whatever the heck you want to call it. And I'm like, okay, you know, we'll come back to it. Mm-hmm. And I've learned to leave that in the bag, and that is hard.
Yes.
It's like, I remember when you didn't pick up that towel and it had nothing to do with us going somewhere, but yeah.
So my thing is if you are holding on to all of that, the only person that it hurts is you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt the other person. Yeah. The other person is living their life just fine, but you're still angry on the inside, and you're holding on to that. And that can eat you up, and then it turns into a much bigger discussion, argument, fight, like knock down, drag out, like whatever.
I'm an angry black female.
My one other tactic that I actively try to avoid because it has been weaponized against me as something that I don't know what the right term is for it, but I tend to call it like Facebook logging, where chicks, well, it's a stereotype, we're bad about doing this. And they're like, well, I told you. And you're like, no, I remember exactly what you said. And you're like, word for word, you said blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my
blah.
Gosh.
Those and you're are, yeah. Basically what you're holding on to is like one little word out of that whole sentence.
Well, people zone
and
in
I think
on
it got worse. Like, I noticed it started getting worse in my life of people doing that with social media, because it's like they point to, no, you said this.
And it's easier to track.
Oh, yeah. Because it's like, I like pizza. No, you didn't. You don't like pizza because
on
you don't
March
like whatever.
On March 14th of last year, you said you didn't like the pizza.
And you can't change your mind. Like, that's the other thing.
And they're trying to do really the gotcha thing with that. That's what kind of why I call it Facebook logging. Is like, you changed your mind. You can't do that. I caught you being, you said you were vegan.
Like, right.
What?
Well, I was then.
I was then. Now I'm at Burnco and it's over. That's
right. And barbecue.
Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of food, see? I swear to you, every podcast ends up being about food.
Yes. Yeah, if you haven't listened, listen, because there's always a food reference.
I'm so sorry.
Even talking about body types and all of that, there's always just food reference.
The Doritos
the
body
Doritos
type.
Body
yes,
type.
I missed that one. So talking about, we do have a food question today that is in our game. Now, know you have heard of this game. You guys may not have. We educated Sandra on this. It is called Intimate or Disgusting.
Yeah.
There are certain acts in life that sometimes they bring you closer to a person, and in other times you kind of feel they are a bit repellent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For instance, the sharing a toothbrush has been the big activator. It's like the divider where you can see people, like I can
see
your editor's face going, no, 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 deal breaker. Yeah, you know, you put any body part you want in my mouth, but you don't touch my fucking toothbrush.
Right. I don't understand it.
Yeah,
that's me. I don't know.
So a toothbrush, you're okay if somebody uses it?
It has to be an emergency situation only. It has to be, you cannot find yours. We cannot run to Walgreens. It has to be emergency. But, you know, bend me over the couch. Yeah, okay, then.
Like, you just had a bunch of Doritos and I want to get sexy and we're at my house. Like, go use my toothbrush.
Mouthwash.
So I'm curious about that. So the act of sharing a toothbrush itself is not necessarily, like, grosses you out or anything like that.
No.
Is it a matter of just, is my stuff? Like,
Is it a matter of they're too poor to own their own toothbrush?
Well, if they're too poor, then we're not anywhere intimate. I'm just saying. We're not intimate. I know that sounded like a gold digger. Yeah. But
you got to own
a toothbrush. I mean, there are some basic things. But I mean, like, okay, say I'm in a hotel. I mean, just say perhaps, you know, and I bring my toothbrush and they don't bring theirs and I'm not opposed to it. But it's like, we can't go to the Walgreens. They don't have one at the front desk. Okay, then yeah. But not like, I use mine, here you go. No. It's got to be an emergency. So it's my
another
stuff.
One, We usually go with kind of like gross, suggest poor Roderick what we put him through parts per gallon. If you haven't listened to that one, please do. It's disgusting.
Poor guy.
It is my doomsday prepper zombie apocalypse game. But one that I have found strangely divisive, double dipping.
And like I said, there's a whole Seinfeld episode about double dippers. So
I never watched Seinfeld.
Yeah, I will say I never have either, but I know this.
I've seen it. Yeah,
I missed that part of the zeitgeist. All he knows is like the sponge and like soup. Anyway, so double dipping. Where are you on it?
Who, me? Yeah, no. I know the toothbrush I'm okay with, but the double dipping,
No, I will say that there is a difference. Like if I'm, if you're at a party and it's like,
okay, that's true.
50 people using the same like salsa bowl or whatever, there is a difference than like me and my partner are at home and we're sharing queso. Like there is
that is a difference. I mean, if it's my partner. Look at we've you. Been
oh,
to,
George, what?
What? I mean, she epiphany or something. But it does. I can do it if it's not in a single bowl.
Are there people who share food with somebody they live with?
I will. I hide food. I'm a food hoarder. So,
I'm gonna say yes.
That would be me.
People.
Yeah. 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 That would be me.
Okay, I do have a friend, my old business partner. She would share any food except for dairy. Like ice cream, milkshakes, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It grossed her out. So she had a very particular sort of, I can't share food. We can't, no double dipping in the ice cream, things like that. Like can't put your spoon in there.
Again. Interesting. Like,
well, if it's in a small bowl, I have an issue with size. That's funny. If it's in a small bowl and it's right there, I don't want to share and I don't want you to double dip. Right. But if it's in a larger bowl,
If
it's made for sharing, then yes. I don't know how that sounded.
This is mine. No, you can't.
You can. Yeah. Like, you know, I get a little single thing. Yeah, that's mine. Mm. Yeah, I'm mean. Okay.
So one of the other things that I had that was, not necessarily like a gross bodily function or anything like that.
We like the gross.
The couples who sit on the same side of the booth. Is that intimate or disgusting?
Just intimate. For me, that's intimate. Why did your face contort like that?
You like smell the poop. What's happening over here?
What's happening to your face?
Okay, I'm gonna go with kind of disgusting because I like move my arms a lot when I talk and everything, and so I need some room to breathe. If both sides of the booth are open and neither one connects to a wall, it is easier.
That just sounded really complicated. Okay, wait, hold on. I was confused in the booth already. Like, so if it's...
Because, like, I'm a lefty, open. So, Sarah right? and I are yes. both lefties, so yes. we sit at particular
we can always sit
at
together.
The table. So okay. we can always sit together.
It's just me. I'm
but
odd.
If I'm on the inside and the wall is next to my elbow...
You can't function fluid. Like,
right.
I got you. Yeah. I got you.
That's and we know food is important to me.
Yes.
Yes.
So I got to eat my waffles. I was told there would be waffles. So yeah, I never thought most of mine aren't. I'm like intimate, and yet sitting next to a person is where my problem.
That's where you draw the line.
And see, and for me, like for a long time, I was like, oh, those people are too close. Like you all need to like have some space. Like be your own self. Like it's okay. And then I got into a relationship where it was. Just it became like natural, and I was like, okay, this
you
is
changed your mind.
Nice. Yeah, I did.
You changed your mind. Well,
that's fine. I'm open to changing my mind.
All the people I'm seeing sit on the other side of the booth, and I sit by myself.
Elitist.
You just need the space for the arms and the arms. Gestures and
okay.
Yeah. I got big.
So it's not necessarily that you look at a couple who's like sitting next to each other and go, ew, that's horrible.
I'm not disgusted by them doing.
Right, but you couldn't do it. Yeah. Mm-mm. Fair enough.
But I'm a hugger and I'm affectionate, so that is weird.
I
need space to eat, man.
I didn't know that. Now that I know.
I spilled queso right before this. I spilled a whole bowl of queso, so you don't want to sit by me anyway.
You and I both, well, we can sit next to each other because we're both a mess.
And I'll just sit on the opposite side and watch and like, okay.
Right. Just take pictures of all of our stained clothes.
I'll document it.
But when you say talking about disgusting things, talking about the peeing thing.
Oh, using the bathroom with the door open?
I can't. No, that right there is a deal breaker. Pass. Yeah, that's a deal breaker. Like, done.
Wow.
Done. All don't right. even ask me a question through the door unless it's life threatening.
Like, I don't want to hear you in there.
What
at
do you want to eat? Like, nope. Not asking you. No.
I didn't know we were alike on this one. No, like bathroom time is my time.
Yeah.
Mm. It's called. Are you okay with this?
You're looking at me like I am not telling you. Hold the room. Who's okay with peeing with the door open? One, I know. I was two, like, I know.
One, three. Oh, God. Oh, it's
okay.
us.
Oh, okay. So
it's us. We're the weirdos. I'm like, we're the weirdos.
I'm like, even when the cats come in, I'm like, you're making it weird.
Yeah. Like, why are you just sitting? My dog just sitting there staring. What? You do this too. Mm-hmm. Mine is just on porcelain.
They come in and use the litter box while I'm peeing, and I'm kind of like, oh, are we bonding?
Yeah, that's us.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Fiona likes to sit outside the shower sometimes when I'm taking a shower, and I'm like, why are you there? Are you waiting in line? I don't get it.
No, my dogs come in and just hit the door and like slightly open it. I think they irritate me. Just like,
They're like, we just want to make sure you're there.
Yeah.
I don't think with the animals in your house, you get to decide what is intimate or disgusting. No.
That is true.
For you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. My last cat actually would come up and just bat the shower curtain. And it's like, it creeps you out the first time it happens. Like, you're in the shower, and all of a sudden you hear pat, pat, pat. And
I would jump out.
Fiona did that to me one time from the inside of the shower. I had the shower curtain closed, and she was playing in the bathtub. And I went to go, like, clean the toilet and stuff, and I bent over, and the next thing I knew, she punched me in the butthole.
Nice. Okay.
So I said, butthole. That's ta-da!
You did? Oh.
That's so intimate.
It was not intimate.
I was like, that is not intimate.
Let's not get intimate with our pets in that way.
That's a different segment. That's
intimacy with our pets.
Different segment. Different segment.
Here's one. That I love you in public with a partner.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, if they whisper it to me, yes. Not like across the room. I love you. I would leave him. It would be gone. That would be it. Like, nope, by myself. Done.
Just yelling.
Yeah, just yelling across the room. No. If he came and said it to my ear, oh, okay, yeah, but not new. Not, no.
So public decorations
are
gross.
No. That to me, then that becomes ownership. And
See, and I'm one of those people, like, I hate the, like, public proposals. Yes. Oh, they make me so uncomfortable.
That is like, kill me now.
Yeah,
really?
Like, if anybody ever did that to me, my automatic answer would just be no.
Yeah, no.
Like, for no other reason than you just fucking put me on the spot and I am not handling this.
No, yeah, that would be a no. That's an automatic deal breaker.
I have to agree with you guys on this one, like this public thing. Now, if somebody says, I like you, like across the room, I find that endearing. I find that intimate. If they're like, I love you, then I'm like, oh my God,
feel done.
I know, it feels like the, you know, like groupies and the crowd, like, just yelling at you and that. I don't know. It feels.
You ever been a groupie?
That feels a little like aggressive.
We're Sandra's groupies.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's scary.
She's funny.
I'm funny sometimes. But that would be, oh my God, oh, I'm just cringing at the
next
thought of somebody yelling.
Next comedy show you do, I'm going to be like, I love you, Sandra.
Well, see, I'll recognize your voice, and I'm like, I love you, girl. And that'll be cool. But then if some guy, I love you, too, I'm leaving the stage. That's it. Like, nope.
My son is done.
I was like, done. That was it. That's my closer.
And I'll look at them and speak in a condescending way. Yes. And tell them, what was it? I'm sorry you feel that way.
I'm sorry I made you feel that way.
Yeah. But it's nice to have so much power over you, so thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. I did have a guy tell me he was following me, and I was like, okay.
I thought you said he was balding.
No, he was following me, and I was like, reaching for my knife. Okay. All righty.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not it.
That's a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, real uncomfortable.
I do. Yeah, what are you guys... I do want to take just like one or two suggestions on intimate or disgusting, because now I can see you guys going, who am I going to play this game with next? They don't have any.
What about, okay, we said toothbrush, washcloth. Like you just have face cloth.
Like, and then it goes like, just for your face? Or just for your face. Like in the bathtub with your hoo-ha and stuff?
No, just for your face.
Oh, God, that's fine.
Really?
A part of me that icks out on that just because I'm very prone to breakouts and things like that I'm like, how well was this washed?
So, like,
Yeah.
Or, like, if they've got makeup on. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Wow. I ain't no germaphobe on that, I guess.
I'm not a germaphobe either. I just know what it does to my skin. And so I got to take care of this first. Yeah.
That was selfish.
I know. I am. I'm petty. I got to be pretty. Yeah. Okay.
I like that.
So, we are both intimate and disgusting at the same time here.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you play this game, you have to think that, like, it depends on who you're doing this with, you know.
And just advice, don't let people stop at it depends.
Because that would be me. I would stop every time.
That's a weenie-ass answer. So.
Yeah.
Because I could, like the sitting next to somebody is like, okay, there is a contingency point to this.
Sure.
But in general, no, I don't want to be next to you in the booth unless I have to.
That would be hurtful.
If we're all squeezed. But if there's so many of us that we have to like squeeze into a tent top. Kind of intimate, strangely.
Okay.
Because I'm a lefty, so I always get the outside.
Right? Unless I take it first.
So marginalized. Oh, my goodness.
That's true.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. No good?
So I'm just like, is that good? Is that right? I leave now?
No, okay. I'm just like, I'm trying to think. Now I'm going over my mind like, what will I say yes to? What will I say? I'm debating now in my mind. Thank you for the thoughts now in my head.
She's going to go home and listen to the parts per gallon episode and figure out what she would do for a gallon of Twinkies.
A gallon of Twinkies.
That was on the body image episode.
Nothing.
Once we came up with gallon.
Twinkies.
Okay.
We had a specific parts per gallon episode as well where we talked about the game and introduced it and all that. So,
right. Yeah. And what would you do in the apocalypse for, you know, gallon of gas?
Right.
Gallon
what
of
was
water.
It? Body part plus action equals gallon of gas.
Resources.
Resources gained.
Yeah. So next time we have Sandra on, we'll play that with her because she's going to come up with some scenarios.
I'm going now. I'm like, I'm thinking it out. I'm like, yeah.
What I always say about that game is 5 dicks a gallon. You know, you're like, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. We need them now.
I love morally gray friends. This is why gray is my favorite color. We love you.
It's good.
All right.
I've had fun. I'm a work in progress. So thank you, Sarah. Thank you, George. I'm a work in progress.
I love you.
We're all works in progress. Like, and if you're not, then you have become totally stagnant.
I'm going to go use your toothbrush now.
That's no good.
See, that would be fine. But some guy, okay. Yeah, I'm done.
Emergency.
Oh my God, I'm done.
Boom. Done.
Comments, questions, knock-knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.